This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora and welcome back to the Equal Agenda podcast. I'm Mia.
I'm Charlie.
Today we're going to be debunking some common beliefs about gender and brain differences and the whole nature versus nurture debate surrounding gender, which our psychology expertise will come quite in handy.
So what's your favourite gender myth?
So the other day I was talking to my dad and he genuinely thought that when kids are born, they thought that they were like naturally chose to play with those toys.
Ah.
Like if you put the kids in a room together with all the toys, they would naturally go and play with their designated toys based off gender.
Like there's something in their brain?
Yeah, like it's an innate thing that girls will want to nurture babies and boys will want to play with trucks. I don't know how that really makes much sense. Basically, the point is that is not how it works.
So when you were a kid, he was like, I can't buy her a truck because it'll just be a waste of money.
Yeah, she won't play with the truck. But actually, now that I think about it, well, I would be a different case because I was an only child for 3 years till my brother came along. So I only really had those toys to play with. But my brother growing up, he played with my toys all the time. He loved playing with dolls.
I hear that so much.
Loved nail polish, all the stereotypical girly things. Yeah, loved pink and purple. He was all over it. So either he's a freak of nature or that's just a myth. And I'm leaning towards the myth side.
You know those like sounds of like, with judges and they have the gavel and they go myth.
Yes.
Myth one, debunked.
Oh, that wouldn't be great. But yeah, our main point is a lot of what we have defined as a society as male and female qualities or interests or toys or clothes, all of that.
Colours.
Exactly. Literally everything. Actually, I'm going off now. Something interesting I learned was back in the old days, couldn't even tell you the timeline really, but pink used to be for boys and blue used to be for girls.
Really?
Yeah, and it just switched one day.
For any reason?
I don't know. I don't think so. But yeah, it is learnt through socialisation. It is socially constructed, these ways of this is how women should be, this is how men should be, these are how their gender should be. And it's not necessarily an innate biological thing. Other than hormones, there's not much, I don't think there's any difference between a male and a female brain.
Actually, you know what I learned today?
Yeah.
Is that men have a slightly bigger brain by like 10%.
Really?
Yeah, but it doesn't make them smarter.
I want to know why. That's really interesting.
So if you see men with big heads,
yeah,
it's because their brains are just so massive.
Is that just generally like all over the world? They're just a bigger brain?
I mean, I haven't talked to everyone all over the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have a slightly bigger brain. And men have, I think it's more white matter. Women have more grey matter.
Oh.
And white matter is for processing and like critical thinking skills.
Yeah.
And then what was it? The white matter, the other one.
Grey matter.
That one.
Yeah.
Men have more of it and it's the like transmitting stuff.
Isn't it like the interneuron communication? White matter facilitates it more?
Yes.
Wait, what's grey matter?
It's the other matter.
It's the brain's outer layer, and it's for thinking, memory, and emotions. And white matter transmits signals.
So women have more grey matter, which is like the important stuff, and men have more white matter, which
that is interesting.
Not necessarily the important stuff. So though they may have bigger brains, are they that much smarter? I don't know.
We should debunk that. But yeah, what is a common myth?
Men can't express emotion other than anger.
Actually, all humans feel emotions equally.
Really?
Yeah,
crazy. Have you told other people this?
It might blow their mind. But even from birth, we learned in one of my papers that girls get more like face-to-face time, like they're smiled at more, they're talked to more as babies. And this might be like, I'd say the difference isn't that crazy.
Mm.
But generally speaking, they do get more communication in FaceTime. So, in FaceTime. Probably that too. But then they learn to read emotions better and communicate better compared to males. Due to social and culture expectations, men tend to suppress their emotions more because we have that general idea, oh, women are more emotional, men are more, you know.
Not emotional.
Exactly. They're more rational and logical and they only express anger and stuff because there's the expectation and that's like the general way of thinking. Guys aren't going to go start crying everywhere because they don't think it's normal because that's what's kind of been drilled into them from a young age, even not necessarily obviously. Also, that stereotype, it means women aren't really taken as seriously when they're expressing themselves because it's like, oh no, they're just
emotional.
Yeah, exactly. Or you're in your period.
Oh my God, the PMSing.
Yeah. I think that one also leads into, there's like the idea that men are more equipped to positions of power because they're less emotional, they're more strong-headed, they're more rational, and they can make the, you know, the cold, hard, ruthless decisions that need to be made
they
for
can start the country. Wars.
Exactly. And that's just not true. It's just women are better at expressing their emotions.
Yeah.
And I think that's probably not a good thing because, like, you know, we already know men's mental health is pretty bad.
Yeah, I feel like women being able to express their emotions would make them a better leader.
Exactly. And they're able to read others' emotions, generally speaking. I also heard this guy, I don't know if you follow, what's his name, Dean Withers?
Oh my God, yes. The white guy?
Yeah. I kind of love him. But he was saying, I don't know, I didn't research it, so I don't know if it's true, but he was saying that apparently women are probably more equipped for positions of power because their brains can handle, like, pressure and, like, conflict in, like, high-pressure environments because they're wired that way for when they give birth.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know about that, but apparently
I believe
it's a thing. Yeah. Yeah. it makes sense from an evolutionary perspective. But yeah, it's not we're not born that way.
No.
We have learned to be that way. Even from like seeing, like, I'm pretty sure most people growing up I think I've seen my dad cry twice.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't see my dad cry. Mom, I've seen cry multiple occasions.
Yeah, yeah,
I get heaps. So even learning that, like seeing that growing up, you're like, oh yeah, women are more emotional, men aren't. That's just how they are.
Yeah.
Boys are like in pop culture and movies and stuff. Boys are like the superheroes and the villains often. Mm. Fighting, violence, you know, boys need to beat each other up and get it over with. I don't know if you heard that growing up, but like they would be like, instead of talking it out, you just beat each other up and get on with it. Yeah, giving them toy guns and swords and all of that fun stuff. I think from a very young age, it's like girls are given like babies and dolls and stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, girls nurture, boys fight, you know, are aggressive. And I did learn something, apparently it's like from an evolution perspective, it's like guys need to like a more territorial, it's like over the females, so they were like, that's why they're more aggressive. But then I think that one's a bit flawed because it's like, dude, we're living in modern society. I think we're a little bit more advanced than that. Like, back then we didn't have grocery stores with food readily available and houses and mortgage stuff. Another thing is what is considered feminine and masculine changes across cultures and time. Apparently high heels were first made for, like, building.
For building?
Yeah. So they were made for men when they were building to, like, reach high spots.
That's so smart.
Mm. And again, like we said, with the blue used to be girls, pink used to be boys.
Mm, yeah.
Basically, throughout time and culture, what it means to be a stereotypical, like have stereotypical female traits and male traits changes, which kind of supports the idea that they're socially constructed. They're not innate. Otherwise, we would all have one singular same definition of what it means to be male and female throughout time. Like, it wouldn't change if it was that innate and drilled into our brains, you know?
Yeah. And it also changes, like, across culture as well.
Yeah, exactly. When we think about gender roles, I think they're quite, we have like quite a Western idea of what gender roles are.
Oh, 100%. Like, I live near the Hamilton Boys High School, and I always see, I want to say, Pacifica students, and they're wearing like the long skirts.
Yeah.
I remember in school, if a boy was to wear a long skirt, like, everyone would just pick on him and like bully him. But
that's so true.
It's clothing. It's literally fine.
Exactly. Like, school uniforms you make a good point. Like, even in primary school, boys wear the shorts, girls wear the skirts. And if you think about it too, that's like, that allows the boys to be more active because they can run around in their shorts. And girls can't do that. They can't just go climb a tree in a skirt.
Yeah.
So even in that way.
Yeah. But even in, I was thinking about it, like the shoes that kids wear, boys wear more sneakers, shoelace, Velcro shoes. Girls wear like ballet flats and sandals.
Yes.
So like boys are able to go outside and play around and all that. Girls don't have the right shoes for that.
Again, another stereotype, boys are more active than girls.
Yeah.
That's, again, that's the opportunity and what we see as normal.
Like reinforces the whole boys then can go out, or like men can go out and they go do the work, while the girls, the women, they stay inside and they do all like the house stuff
and do the nurturing and the cleaning.
And that's pushed on you as a kid.
Like, it starts from a young age. I remember the teachers were always like, can we get two strong boys to help me move these chairs? A task that any girl could have easily been able to do. But they're like, no, let's get the boys. Even at work, I work at a supermarket. We do trolleys all the time. Us girls go out all the time and do the trolleys. A lot of the time, we'll get customers being like, oh, you're doing the boys' work. we're just getting some trolleys. We get paid to do this.
You're
it's
just
fine.
Trying to work. Yeah.
It's really easy. I promise it's not that hard. And you're like, oh, you got the boys. You got the boys' job. They need to hire more men. They need to hire more men.
Ew.
Yeah. It's crazy. But I don't think we should blame them, because that's just what they've generally, people have seen. So they think that's, it's normal, you know?
Yeah.
That they're unaware, you know? Yeah. They're unaware of this whole socialization, gender roles.
But like the whole concept of gender being more than what you just see with your own eyes.
Exactly.
Especially within the older generation.
Yeah, it's very binary. It's like you're one or the other.
Yeah. Super black and white.
Yeah, you express this way or this way. If you express another way,
you're a freak.
Yeah. No, guys, it's a spectrum. It's a spectrum.
It's okay.
That's another one. Men are, it's so, at least where I came from, it's so normal for like the men to sleep around and get with as many people as they please. And that's like, I'm sure they will get a little bit of judgment for it. That's what happens is when you're a teenager, you know. The girls, like, everyone's like keeping track of their body counts.
Yeah.
And like who they get with. They're always called, you know, like derogatory names over it. Like it's almost just like generally accepted that, you know, it's fine for men to do that. And if like people sleep together, right, it's always the girl that's considered easy.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never like, oh, that guy was so easy.
Yeah.
It's always, oh no, she's easy. Like,
yeah. And even in like relationships and stuff, when there's like a breakup or a divorce, it's like, oh, well, what did the girl do?
Exactly. That's like the first thing that people jump to. Because again, that feeds into the stereotype that women are more emotional and men are more like rational, level-headed. Yeah. So what could the guy have possibly done?
Yeah, he was just a sweet angel.
I know. She was just emotional and too needy.
It's almost like with like boys and like young men and stuff, it's like a goal of like how many women they can like get through.
It's like a status thing.
Yeah.
Like the more they can get, the higher up they climb.
And even with like dads and sons, like I was watching this animated show and it first came out, I think like 97, and they had this episode about sex education, and the dad was talking to the son and was like, no, you can't go into sex education, but you know, it's fine that one day you will have all these women and everything. And the son was like, oh, well then what's so bad about it? Like, girls can do that too. And the dad was like, no, girls can't do it. If you were my daughter, you can't go out there and like slut it up and everything. But because you're my son, and he was like, I don't know, man, it's just the expectation and like the double standard.
Yeah.
And it's so like normalized.
It is. And I don't think we just don't really question it. And it's like, I don't even think generally most people would hear that and they'd be like, oh, that's horrible. Like they would acknowledge that that's wrong. But I think even I'm so guilty of it and I don't even realize it. I'll be gossiping with my friends.
Yeah.
And that's like what you go to. Oh, what did the girl do?
It's almost like an unconscious thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I think when it comes to relationships, the judgment is heavily on girls.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's fine. Boys just go and they just go and do whatever and get with whoever and it's all fine.
Yeah, and I think it's also like, well, girls are so reliant on boys and men.
Yeah.
That it's like, you messed it up.
And it's like, if you see a girl go from man to man, it doesn't make much sense to us because we have that belief that no, girls are reliant and clingy and needy.
Yeah, yeah.
And so if you, like, you see a girl and she's like, has gone from man to man, wow, that's abnormal. What a, like, that's so strange. Like, it goes against our pre-existing beliefs. So yeah. That, like, subconscious beliefs too. So we're like, oh my gosh, that's so strange. What is she doing? She's crazy. Like,
judge.
But like, guys just do that all the time. No judgment. It's just okay. Normal.
Well, it's like that whole phrase, boys will be boys.
Exactly. Boys will be boys.
With relationships that have like domestic violence, and it always comes back to, well, what did the woman do? Or why didn't the woman leave earlier?
That is so true.
And it's never, well, why didn't the man just not hit her?
I think that's with any toxic relationships. Like growing up, I've had heaps of friends in toxic relationships. Mm. I've seen it a lot. You know, it's unfortunately a lot more common than not.
Yeah.
It's always like, oh, but why didn't the girl just leave? Like,
yeah.
How is she getting manipulated that easily? You know? Yeah.
It's like, and then they get judged for going back as well.
But it's never, ever, okay, why is he acting like that? Mm. Who, like, there's no accountability there often. Yeah, why is she putting herself in that position? It's up to her. She's in control.
Or, like, the woman is, like, making it easy for the man to hit her.
Exactly.
And then it's like, oh, well, she was asking for it, so.
Or she's provoking it. Yeah, but that's another thing, like, it's like the expectation that men are aggressive, women are emotional and clingy and needy, so therefore the girl must have done something wrong to provoke this angry reaction.
Yeah.
And it's just not normal, actually, I was going to say, and it's just accepted that that's, like, the dynamic.
Yeah, and, like, that's how men express their emotion.
Yeah.
Is through fighting.
They're like, what have you done to get him up to that level?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I did learn this interesting thing in one of my psychology papers. It's that in old age, guys struggle to maintain social relationships. And when the female partner dies, like, before the men, they really struggle because she's the one who's, like, keeping the social relationships going.
Yeah, because it's, like, pushed that women are nothing without men.
Yeah.
But I would argue that it's definitely the reverse.
Yes, women tend to, it's a fact, women tend to be happier in old age, actually.
Yeah. And but even, like, little things, like household things. Like, oh my God, my partner's parents, right, their dad, completely useless. Like, has been banned from grocery shopping because he'll come back with, like, four different types of really expensive cheese and nothing that they actually wanted.
Yeah.
So, like, the woman, the mum, does everything just because he is that useless and that reliant.
Yes.
And this is, like, a 40-year-old man.
Yeah. Come on, get your act together.
Literally.
But, again, even thinking about that, I remember growing up, I would get given, like, a little supermarket set, like, little supermarket sets.
Yeah, the, like, little wooden ones.
Yes, and yeah. You would, like, do, the, like, the cooking and, like, the grocery shopping and all of that. Again, that's, like, an example of how it's reinforced, like, as we're young. Okay, house girls do, like, the shopping and the cooking and blah, blah, blah. Boys play with trucks and diggers and the sandpit, and they're outside. Getting rowdy.
Yeah.
That's another thing, is neurodivergent, like, because we hold those stereotypes, it's often, that's why neurodivergent girls often have a much later diagnosis than boys. Majority of psychology research and medicine, basically all research, is done on men for men. So
it's like a very specific criteria that only men can fit. And so anyone outside of that criteria, obviously they then can't fit. They can't get diagnosed. They can't get properly treated or helped. So because you have ADHD, is that something that you were told?
Oh, yeah. Like, I wasn't as rowdy and, like, active as the boys growing up. So, like, I learned I had to, like, internalize it. Like, that was just the pressure. But, yeah, girls learn to internalize it a lot more. Also, because of the research, it's mostly been done on boys. It's hard to pick up the signs because a lot of females with ADHD, it's, like, in their head, like, their head doesn't stop racing. Whereas boys express it more physically, too, because they're kind of, like, allowed to. Like, it's expectation. Like,
yeah, yeah.
it's fine for them to.
Yeah, it comes back to the whole men are allowed to, like, externally express.
Yeah.
Where girls internally express.
Yeah, it's this thing called, with neurodivergent people, it's this thing called masking.
Mm.
And girls are pressured to do it a lot more. Maybe they're just seen as overly, like, emotional.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Well, that's a big thing, I think, in a lot of different medical areas as well. Like, when I was looking into this topic for this episode, a lot of gender and stereotypes and all that stuff plays into how women can access healthcare and how they're seen by, like, medical professionals, and how they're usually, their symptoms are downplayed or they're just crossed out as, oh, well, they're just being emotional or overdramatic about everything.
I don't know if this is, like, based on fact or not, but from what I've observed growing up, guys won't go to the freaking doctors.
Yeah.
Like, so if they go to the freaking doctors, someone's like, okay, yeah, something's wrong.
Yeah, like, they've got to be dying.
Oh, men are just tough. Like, they don't need help or care or not.
They just get back up and get on with it.
Exactly. So if a guy goes to the doctors, it's like, okay, let's take this seriously.
Mm.
And then they can easily take it seriously because all the research is done on men.
Yeah.
So they display the symptoms that medicine understands more easily. Girls are like, doesn't matter what it is, they're like, birth control.
Oh my God,
Just take birth control. It fixes everything.
Yeah.
And they haven't even properly researched birth control.
That birth control is, like, crazy. It's messed up.
It's messing up your entire hormonal rhythm.
And have you seen the size of the side effects paper that comes with birth control?
It's, you could make an entire king-size bed with that.
Yeah.
Pillowcases and everything. Maybe a nice throw.
And doctors are so ready to prescribe it.
It's just very, very under-researched. Women's health in general.
Oh, definitely.
Common gender myth. Gender is the same as biological sex.
Ooh.
That one.
That's a good one.
Biological sex, like the anatomy you're born with.
Yeah.
Gender is a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
And we as a society have decided that your biological sex determines your gender, which is socially constructed. And then because we've decided that, that's like the common myth or belief determines your gender and how you express.
And like what you do in life.
Exactly.
Yeah. How you express yourself and how you look.
Gender is like an identity, like a psychological identity, how you express yourself.
Mm. Like how you feel.
Exactly. You're not born with it. That's not how it works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big thing is, like, people often think, well, oh, your gender is what's in your pants.
Yeah. And it's a learnt thing to be, okay, this is what you're born with.
Mm.
So you learn to be this. Does that make sense? You learn to be your gender?
Yeah.
That people assign to you based off your anatomy? Yeah.
Well, it's even simple things like the whole pink and blue thing. If you come out with this specific genitalia, you're assigned that color.
Exactly.
And then you're assigned everything else in your life.
But think about it. That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Why? Because you have a penis, why does that mean you like blue? It's so strange.
One of my favorite things about, like, gender sex, and particularly with, like, conservative people, is their whole idea that when we die and scientists or whoever dig up your bones, they'll be able to tell what gender you are. And they always think women's bones, like, around their hips and stuff will be, like, massive.
Yeah.
And that'll define that they're a woman and they're a man. So they're like, you know, it doesn't matter if you dress in a skirt or whatever, we'll be able to tell. And it's like, do you guys read?
Oh my gosh. But even then, why does it matter?
Literally.
Like, if you wore a skirt.
Big whoop.
Oh my gosh. Crazy.
Yeah.
Oh no, because the archaeologists, they're going to think you're a man anyways.
Yeah.
Oh no. Why did we decide women wear skirts? Yeah. The whole boys, oh, we learned this in my criminology papers.
Mm.
Like, the whole boys will be boys thing. Like, boys are rowdy.
Mm.
Boys are a little bit rebellious to an extreme. That is part of the reason why they make up the highest proportion of the criminal justice system. Like, it's like the sayings like that, boys will be boys, that kind of just, if they break rules or show antisocial tendencies, it kind of just brushes it off.
Yeah, because it's like, well, that's a part of their, like, normal human nature.
And next minute they're in prison. And then again, it reinforces itself because men who've been in the criminal justice system, then they'll have boys.
Mm.
And then that's what's modelled to them. Boys are more aggressive.
Yeah, the cycle will just keep going.
Our ideas of masculinity and femininity, which are social constructs, are what we use to basically judge. That's how we judge people.
But then we're also like setting them up for failure when they don't meet it. And 9 times out of 10 that they can't like meet those high expectations.
Not all the time, no. Yeah.
And it's like, well, we made those expectations. Why can't we just change them?
Is it hurting anyone if we don't?
Yeah.
Literally no. Why do they exist?
Yeah, which is insane because I feel like a lot of people like take it to heart when like random people on the internet don't meet their expectations of what a man is.
And it's, yeah.
How is that impacting your life?
Yeah. Growing up, like huge tomboy, nothing into nothing girly. I was treated so much differently.
Yeah.
So much differently than when I like started being more feminine. Teachers were just like, they were mean. They're freaking mean.
They like negatively.
Like bad. Yeah. Oh,
I thought it was like it was going to be a positive thing.
No.
Oh, wow.
Other kids, they were fine.
Hmm.
But like adults, very different.
That's interesting because I thought it was going to be a positive thing because I was going to say growing up, I felt like I was almost treated better because I was a tomboy.
Really?
Yeah. I have this one memory where me and my friend before school and like dead of winter be like running around, no shoes, shorts, t-shirt.
Yeah.
And then when we would go in for roll call, my teacher would point both of us out and we're like, you know, you guys should all be like them going out and getting exercise and they don't even have shoes on.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I didn't wear shoes for, I'm going to say, like 4 years straight. Refused to wear shoes. And maybe it was me being self-conscious back then. Who knows? But I felt like everyone saw me as, like, dirty and, like, I was treated differently from, like, the girly girls.
Right.
Very differently.
Yeah.
And I wasn't also, like, and it's a fact that I can't believe that the girls and the boys were treated this differently, that it was, like.
Do you think, like, it was also the teachers, they were pushing their, like, own gender agenda?
Yeah, their own, like, oh, this is what you should be doing. Yeah, I think it was. And I don't even think it was in, like, an intentional, mean way.
Yeah,
I think that's just what, again, that's what they've learned. That's what's been reinforced, that they are probably unaware.
That's how they grow up.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think that people should be, like, blamed and thought of, like, oh, you're horrible. You're enforcing these horrible gender stereotypes and roles. It should be acknowledged because otherwise it doesn't break the cycle of, okay, this is how you have to be based on your biological sex, because I think it's quite harmful for so many people.
I think that's like a narrative that a lot of particularly like older people get is, oh, they're so horrible because they think this. But everything is learned.
Yeah.
So you have to take that into consideration and then be like, wow, you need to educate yourself and do all these sorts of things.
Like they fully believe in their mind that this is how it should be.
Yeah, and this for like 60 years, that's how they have lived their life.
But you need to challenge it. Otherwise, it doesn't break the cycle.
Because then they often will use that like reasoning themselves.
Basically, gender is a social construct. Femininity and masculinity are learnt.
Mm-hmm.
There is no, at least between like feminine and masculine, how we perceive how each gender should be, there is no physical, biological mechanisms that make us act feminine or masculine.
Yeah.
While there are differences, there's no biological differences.
Yeah, there's no like huge important ones that say
that make us either masculine or feminine.
Yeah.
Those are all learnt and modelled. So why does some gender inequality exist, guys? Because now the argument that women are more emotional, that's a little bit flawed because it's untrue. Well, it's learnt. It destroys the basis for a lot of arguments as to why gender inequality exists.
Everyone should just be happy.
Yeah. Guys, let's just exist and just like be and just like do whatever.
Sing kumbaya in the sun.
Yeah.
Join us next week for our episode on the rise of conservatism.
And what that means for gender equality and gender roles.
And feminism. Bye.
See you next week.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.